following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some and good afternoon to others. Welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot of things going on in the sports world, whether it's game sevens in the NHL or the NBA, we're going to have you covered as the first round of the NBA is coming to an end today, basically, because you had a five game sevens to go through. Three yesterday, two today. A couple teams sitting at home now watching. But interesting developments from yesterday, as it was all about the home teams. And that's usually the way it is in a game seven. Home teams have a huge advantage. Do they not, Fred Wallen?
Well, of course they do. I mean, that's why you play all season long, to get that extra game at home when you need it. And it worked out that way on Saturday, and I have to tell you, I was sort of hoping, and I think the NBA was sort of hoping, that the Clippers lose, just so we can, at least for a few weeks, just get the name Donald Sterling out of our minds just a little bit. And every time they play, we're going to think of Donald Sterling. So I think the officials, and I think the NBA, really wanted the Warriors to win. They almost did. They lose by five, but we'll discuss it, of course, right here on the show.
Well, I don't know about that. I think there was a lot of heartfelt thoughts both ways on that one. But anyways, that's the voice of Fred Wallen. I am the Dorf Man. We'll be right back on the other side, breaking it down, the world of sports, the way we see it. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have NON24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for NON24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for NON24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for non-24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And Fred, you kind of said something that I found to be a little bit interesting when you were talking about the Clippers and hoping that they would lose and that, you know, we'd be able to have that to talk about and whatnot and the other. I look at it on the complete opposite, and I say that I think it's pretty cool that they were able to get through this type of adversity. It shows a lot about the character and the heart of this team, first and foremost. It also says a lot about the leadership that they have on this team with guys like Chris Paul and Doc Rivers. I really think completely opposite. I think that the people all around the world and all around the country were hoping that the Clippers would get through and that they, you know, that they can get through this whole thing, to be honest with you. I've never really been a Clipper fan, to be honest with you, Fred, but there's something in the back of my heart saying, you know what, I'd like to see these guys go out there and you know what, why not? Why not have the Clippers win the championship this year? And I can't think of a more fitting type of a situation where your team could go out there and win a title and you're not even going to be able to enjoy it. I think that there's a little bit of some bittersweetness to that, Fred.
Well, I'm not saying that the fans didn't want the Clippers to win. I'm saying I don't think the NBA wanted the Clippers to win. I'm not a Clipper fan or not a Clippers fan, to tell you the truth. I was brought up a Lakers guy, but I've never been anti-LA Clippers. I've never liked Donald Sterling. But I just think for the league's betterment, it's just better that if the Clippers had lost on Saturday night to Golden State. So every time the teams go on the court, the first thing that people wouldn't think about would be the comments that Donald Sterling made to his girlfriend. That's all I'm saying. I just think, honestly, and some of those calls that I saw in the first half and in the second half indicated my humble opinion that the league definitely wanted Golden State to win. Golden State had a lead. They had an 8-point lead at halftime, and they led late in the game by one or two, depending on what point it was, and it ended up the Clippers won by five. Congratulations to the players. I'm not knocking the players. It was okay. It was fine. It's just that I don't think the NBA is a better place if the Clippers remain in the playoffs, and now they've got Oklahoma City. Every time those two teams go out, you're not going to think about Kevin Durant, and you're not going to be thinking about Chris Paul. You're going to be thinking about Donald Sterling. I don't think the league wanted that to go in that direction. That's just my opinion.
See, I disagree. I don't think you're thinking about Donald Sterling. I think it's a non-issue, to be honest with you. And I got to get a few things off my chest about this whole thing.
Can you hang on? Can you hang on 1 second?
Yeah.
To disagree with you about that, opening the game on TNT, they followed Donald Sterling's wife up to her suite. So if they weren't talking about Donald Sterling, they were talking about his wife, and they were talking about what he said.
Okay,
and that's how the broadcast started.
Okay, but let me. I got to get a couple things off my chest about this whole thing. Okay,
all right.
I've had a few days now to take the whole thing in, and I guess what I'm really confused about here is The guy's got a wife. The guy's got a girlfriend. Uh-huh. I mean, what is going on in this world that we're not sitting here and we're not talking about the dysfunction of this guy in general? I mean, it is so dysfunctional the way that this guy lives his life. I'm seriously at a loss for words. I don't get it. Okay, we're worried about obviously what he did with the comments that he made, but in general, this guy lives a weird, wacky, unrealistic lifestyle, and I guess I don't understand why a person like this is even that interesting. Because to me, the guy's a disaster. The guy is a mess. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's got a girlfriend. He's got a wife. I mean. Does it make a lot of sense to you, Fred, or am I insane?
Well, money trumps all. He's got $2 billion, so he can live a different lifestyle than most normal human beings. They've been estranged. His wife and himself have been estranged for a long time. He's had a string of girlfriends. This one just happened to get some major presents from him worth, I think, $1.8 million. The wife wanted them back. He indicated himself, I believe, on either Friday or Saturday of this week, he wished he had just paid her off, meaning he had just signed a paper saying this stuff is yours, and I'll get my wife off your back. He didn't do so. Because he didn't do so, the tape went across the world, around the world, and we've all heard what he said. We heard his feelings, and those feelings were nothing novel. Obviously, when Elgin Baylor worked for him, afterwards Elgin sued him for race discrimination, calling him names and things like this, and different attitude because Elgin was an African-American. And, of course, in 2005 or 2006, he had to pay a tremendous fine for he basically is a slumlord. He owns apartments. That's how he made all his money. And he was quoted as saying he didn't want to rent to blacks or Mexicans. And he never admitted guilt, but he paid a tremendous amount of money in a California fine in a legal case. So, and again, in this case here, this is going to go on forever. It didn't matter if he was suspended for 2 years or for a lifetime. He's going to sue. It didn't matter how many years Adam Silver laid down on that Tuesday media conference. This guy, Donald Sterling, is going to sue. Donald Sterling's got all kinds of attorneys on retainer. He's an attorney himself. If he loses in one court, he's going to go to another court. It's going to take 5 or 10 years to resolve this thing. And in the end, believe it or not,
he's the big winner in general. Let's be honest. Look, he bought the team for what? Was it $20 million or something?
$12 million.
Okay, $12 million. He's going to wind up selling them for over $1 billion. I mean, come on. You know, at the end of the day, it's another one of those deals where the rich get richer. And you know what? In this case, it kind of disgusts me. And I don't know if you happen to catch the interview that his girlfriend did the other day on TV, but she is, look, she's defending the man, which is really bizarre. Does she think he should apologize? Yeah. Does she think that he's confused? Yeah. Does she think that he means those things? No. I don't understand it. When you've heard a guy repeatedly do something, okay, it's not like this is the first time he's ever made racist remarks. The bottom line is, if you want to associate with people like this, go ahead. I choose not to be honest with you. And I don't want to follow the guy. I don't want to know anything about the guy. And to be honest with you, Fred, I think the whole thing is disgusting. Okay. I mean, it's disgusting that a guy goes out and speaks his mind like he does about this stuff, first and foremost. But it's also disgusting that he's going to wind up profiting from the whole thing. At the end of the day, he's going to make more money from all this.
Well, again, based on Forbes, the team's worth more than $500,000, and I believe that is the case. The league can say what it wants to say. The league can get 10 guys together to say that somebody else is going to run it. That's fine and dandy. I'm not sure the league can take the team away from them under federal antitrust laws, and some attorneys agree with me and some attorneys disagree. We'll see how that works out, but assuredly it's going to go up the chain of the court system, and it's going to take 5 or 10 years. and eventually we'll find out who's right and who's wrong with the point, if there's such a thing in our court system. But the bottom line is he's not going to lose. He's worth $2 billion. And if you're worth $2 billion, you can do what you want. You know, he takes out full-page ads. And this is interesting because the L.A. Times on Sunday had a front-page story on the following. And since you're not in L.A., you probably wouldn't see these things. But every couple months in the local newspapers, there's a full-page ad about Donald Sterling. He's giving to this charity, or he's giving to that charity, or he's giving. He's going to start this kind of home for kids, or whatever the case might be.
Right, right.
And the Times article basically said none of these things ever happened. And he takes out the ads himself, or his people take out the ads themselves, and those things never happened, meaning he never really gave to this charity or that charity, yet he takes full-page ads out promoting himself. So what does that tell you about Donald Sterling?
I'm telling you, I already told you what I think. The guy's a disaster. The guy's a mess. His girlfriend thinks he's confused. I think he's beating the system. That's what I think. Anyways, he's Fred Wallen. I'm the Dorf Man. On the other side, Jeff Rich. We're going to talk to him about whatever's going on in the world of sports. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Dorf on Sports right here across America and around the world on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. We lost Andy for a moment, but I do think we have Jeff Rich with us. Hey, Jeff, what's going on?
Hey, Fred. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. So Andy and I had a little discussion in our first segment here about the Clippers' victory over Golden State. Do you think, if you had druthers, if you were in NBA meetings with Adam Silver, do you think he wanted the Clippers to win or the Clippers to lose in that first-round playoff set against the Warriors? Just an opinion.
I did hear your take, and I think you bring up an interesting point that they'd like to bury this story, but the Clippers aren't going anywhere. And, you know, I saw that the NBA just intends to appoint a CEO to run the day-to-day operations of the Clippers. You know, I agree with you in principle, but, you know, let's take away from the fact that, you know, Doc Rivers and Chris Paul and Blake Griffin, they don't really have anything to do with this. You know, and in hoping that your LA market loses, because, you know, as you know, your Lakers are not participating in this postseason, it's the LA team that's represented, and you definitely want those LA TV ratings, though it's the Clippers and perhaps a lesser draw than it would be if it was the Lakers in the playoffs.
Andy's now back with us. Andy, take over.
Look, thanks, Fred, for helping me out there. I muted my microphone by accident, so sorry about that. But look, I guess, Jeff, I mean, I'm sorry, but I can't want to believe that Fred is anywhere right on this thing at all. Because first and foremost, I think players make plays. I don't think that officials go out there with any bad intentions unless you're Donaghy, but that's beside the point, okay? But on a real side here, look, the bottom line is this. What happened with the Clippers organization is something that's been going on for a while. And this is just the straw that broke the camel's back, okay? Finally, it was brought out in such a way that it couldn't be dismissed, it couldn't be overlooked. So what Adam Silver did was what he had to do. And I think what Fred said on this may be right. Does it stick the whole way? I don't know, because legally, you might be right, Fred. There may be some ways that Donald Sterling can get around this. But and I agree with you. It could take 5 or 10 years. So what that means is for the next 5 or 10 years, people are still paying money to Donald Sterling, and that shouldn't make a lot of people happy either. I think what's really going on here, in all honesty, is the Clippers are looking at big problems maybe in the future, because sooner or later, maybe a player says, look, I'm not going there. And what do you do if nobody wants to play for the Clippers? Then I heard something crazy, and let me know if I'm mistaken on this, but I heard something crazy that if all the players said, hey, we don't want to play for this organization, then they wind up having a, you know, like a sell-off of these players and they go to some other team. I mean, I don't see that happening, obviously, but I think what really could happen here is there's more problems for the Clippers in the future than anything if they don't get this solved quicker than 5 or 10 years, Fred.
But Donald Sterling's Donald Sterling. He's litigious. Both of my brothers are attorneys. He's told me that they've told me stories about people that just will sue over anything and everything. And that's why our courts, one of the reasons our courts are backed up in these cases, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years, whatever the case might be. So Donald Sterling's going to sue. Donald Sterling's not going to back down. Donald Sterling thinks he's in the right. He, in fact, has sued the league for $1.7 billion at this point. He's already done that. So this is not going to end right away. And I think the league's in a mess. And Adam Silver tried to play Kennesaw Mountain Landis. And I would have been fine if he had said, look, it doesn't matter if he gave him a 2-year suspension or a lifetime ban. It's irrelevant because Donald Sterling's going to battle in either case. But the point is he gave him the lifetime ban because he wants to come off like Kennesaw Mountain Landis in the 1919 White Sox thing, with Black Sox thing, telling everybody that you're not going to ever play again, the 8 players who were banned for life. So that's what he tried to do. And he also tried to separate himself from Donald Sterling. From previous commissioners who did nothing about Donald Sterling, and yet we knew about Donald Sterling. Donald Sterling's been in this league 33 years. Donald Sterling has made comments before. And just because nothing was done, I think Adam wanted to separate himself from David Stern and the rest for not doing anything over all those years.
I agree with that 100%. But I also feel that Adam Silver handled this the way that he had to handle it. With that being said, again, I don't know ultimately if what he said that he wants to do is going to happen. So, look, there's a lot of legal things that are going to go on here. I truthfully think the bigger problems are for the LA Clippers moving forward, sponsorships, players, you name it. There's all kinds of things that moving forward for the Clippers are going to be a tough hurdle to get over because of this. So whatever they can do to get themselves away from Donald Sterling, sooner the better. I think that that's how they got to feel about it. Jeff, we'll let you have the last word on this.
Hey, you know, I can hear Fred disagreeing with me as the thought process goes through my head, but I have this feeling that the sale price is going to be driven down so much that Sterling may not make quite the. I mean, he's obviously going to profit from this, but they could drive the sale price down. Think about it: if the Clippers have no sponsors at the Staples Center, if they have if they have no Chris Paul, if they have no franchise player going forward because all these players are jumping ship, you know, what's Sterling going to get for this franchise? I don't know the ramifications around it, and I'm sure Fred's going to tell me I'm completely in the wrong about this, but why not contract the team and sell to a new let the league sell it to a new ownership group as an expansion franchise and have a disbursement draft to the Clippers?
Well, because he'd sue them for under federal antitrust laws, where you've got the league going after one individual guy, and in every case, remember when Al Davis wanted to move to Los Angeles and he picked up the chunk of change from Irwindale. Who won that case? Did Al Davis win or the NFL win? In antitrust laws, you got to be very, very, very careful because these leagues get exemptions from the government. These exemptions include being able to, as a group, negotiate, let's say, television and radio contracts. Nobody else can do that because obviously it'd be illegal. They can do it as a group. Otherwise, they wouldn't be making the billions of dollars that they're making. But because they have accept that from the government, they give back certain things that other people do not have. If your business wanted to fire somebody for making anti-black comments, you could fire somebody, and believe me, you'd win.
Right.
But a group like this with antitrust exemptions, if you get rid of somebody for saying something, you got major problems. Look, again, I'm going to repeat, Al Davis beat the National Football League. And to top all this off, baseball has different laws. In baseball, the league would win. In football, basketball, and all other sports, the league win. Baseball's got separate rules than the other sports. My point, that's just my opinion, and talking to both of my brothers who know antitrust laws pretty well, they're in the minority. It's probably a 60-40 thing right now where 60 or 70% think that he wouldn't win. I think he will win because I don't think he'll ever give up. So I don't think you can do – and if you tried to disperse the team, that $1.7 billion would be a joke. He'd sue you for $17
billion. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm just saying that I'm not saying that Sterling wouldn't. This is just something to throw out there in concept because I think that there's an angry mob mentality that a lifetime ban and a $2.5 million fine, which is under the Board of Governors, it was the maximum penalty. Adam Silver did absolutely everything that was within his power to do, and it's And there's no way that there's going to be any Clippers series that doesn't open with this as the narrative because it's the interesting, it's the hot button topic.
Well, but not only that, I think it speaks volumes as to how together this team is right now. I mean, look, they could have fallen apart, right, guys? I mean, think about it. They could have completely fallen apart. They had the one game where they got blown out, and it could have just fallen apart from there. However, they chose to go the different route. They regrouped. They gathered. They've got great leadership, like I said, about Chris Paul before, and then also Doc Rivers. I mean, look, the bottom line is they're being led by guys that want to win and guys that have been in this league for a while. And the bottom line is, to me, they're choosing to choose the prize over all the problems that are going on. And ultimately, they want that championship. So right now, I'm a Clipper fan. I got news for you guys. I'm a Clipper fan.
You're in the minority.
I don't know why. I'll be honest with you. I think everybody's pulling. Personally, I think everybody's pulling for that team. Maybe I'm crazy, but I think people are pulling for that team right now. Hey, Jeff, I hear that music means we got to get the heck out of Dodge. Real quickly, how can people check out what you do?
All right, we just relaunched the website, cfbroundtable.com, and you can go ahead and follow me on Twitter, at JRichRadio.
Appreciate your time as always, Jeff. We'll catch up with you next week. Fred Wallen, Dorfman, we'll be right back. We're going to continue to duke this thing out. Talking sports, that's what we do. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
You think managing a pro soccer squad is easy? Stop what you're doing and go to fantasygold.com and prove it. With free contests and cash prizes from the world's most important soccer leagues, FantasyGold.com is the perfect place to show your passion for soccer. Choose a contest, create a dream team with your favorite players within the salary cap, score points, and win. With real-time results and scoring, it's a great way to get ready for our Brazil contests in June. If you love soccer, you'll love FantasyGold.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
When it's lights, camera, action, it's time to get the fans entertainment. The fans want to be entertained. I mean, when I'm home, I'm like anyone else. I'm just normal. Spend time with my children.
That was the voice of Floyd Mayweather as he wins a decision last night. I did watch the fight. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. Fred, I don't know if you did catch any of the fight, but it was entertaining. I mean, I got to say, I don't watch a ton of boxing because usually it's not all that entertaining. But I did happen to watch that, and I was watching the Clippers and Golden State at the same time. And I'll tell you what, it was a good fight. Both guys were able to execute, but I do think Mayweather maybe had a slight edge. I don't know if you've heard much about it, but that's my humble opinion. He had a slight edge, but it wasn't dominant by any means, but I would give him a slight little edge in the fight.
Well, he might be one of the new owners of the LA Clippers. His name has popped up, and I can just see that occurring with his past record of with women or whatever the case might be. No, I didn't spend the $59 or $69 or $79 to watch the fight. I did watch the NBA playoffs. I did watch the NHL playoffs, which, by the way, was also quite a game on Saturday night. The Kings scoring with 7 seconds to go, sending the game into overtime, beating the Ducks in overtime, and now up one game to nothing there. And, you know, in the NHL, like in baseball, pitching is 60, 70, 80% of the game. In hockey, it's the goaltender, and Jonathan Quick started slowly in the San Jose series, and then he got better, and the defense got better, and now he's in a rhythm, and he was able to hold off maybe the best team in the league in the game on Saturday night. Congratulations to the Kings. And I've done the pre and the post for the Ducks, and I've done the pre and the post for the Kings. I have no favorite here. I don't care who wins, but it was quite a game to watch.
Yeah, well, hey, let me ask you this, because We've kind of talked about it a little bit before, at least in hour number one. Home ice, home field advantage, home court advantage, whatever, in whichever arena it is. Some years it seems like it's more important than others. This year, obviously in the NBA and in the NHL, there's been a lot of road teams winning in the first rounds. My feeling is that as the tournament goes on, as the rounds progress, that's when the home court seems to pay more dividends, at least in my humble opinion. Your thoughts about home court, home ice advantage. Is it important? Is it significant? What does Fred Wallen think?
I don't have the percentages in front of me, but I would imagine that in the history of the NBA, in the history of the NHL, in the history of Major League Baseball, baseball not quite as much because, again, pitchers can dominate. But I would say home team has won 70-80% of the time in the final game of series. I don't know I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I'd be willing to bet you that home teams have won 70% of the games that matter, the final game, if it's the best out of five, the best out of seven, whatever the case might be. Now they're all best out of seven, but I would say 70% at least the home team has won. So certainly when it matters, the home team usually gets it done. Look, Indiana looked like doo-doo for most of the series.
Sure.
Yet when it mattered, they showed up on Saturday night, winning that game, going away.
And your point's well taken, because a guy that was struggling profusely in the series, Roy Hibbert, was a no-show for much of the games and played a better game in Game 7 for them, too. So, you know what? When you're right. When the cream had to rise to the top, they were able to get it done, and that I agree with you 100%. And the numbers are unbelievably overwhelming. By the way, game sevens in a home for a home team is they've won. It's 90 some odd games to 20 some odd games where they've lost. So yeah, it's very overwhelming as far as that goes. But I mean, look. I'm a firm believer that in a 4 out of 7 game series, 9 out of 10 times the better team is going to win.
Yeah, more than in a 1-game series. I agree with you. That's why in football it's totally different, because it's just a 1-game situation. In football, if you played 3 out of 5 or 4 out of 7 or even 2 out of 3, I think the better team would win more often. In a one-game thing, anything is possible. But in 4 out of 7, usually the best team wins. And the more games you play, I think the best team usually wins, meaning over 162 games in baseball or 82 games in basketball, I think the home team, the best team, the best team usually comes out on top. The longer the games, the more games that you play. I agree with you. There's no question about that. And again, that Indiana series was crazy. There have been so many crazy series in the NBA this season, maybe crazier than almost anything I've seen. The Houston-Portland situation. I mean, I was sort of pulling, and again, I have no interest. I'm not a Portland fan, nor am I a Houston Rocket fan. I lived in Portland for 6 months of my life, and it rained every day, so I came home, and that was 30 years ago. But the point I'm trying to make is I was sort of hoping for Dwight Howard to get by a round or two, to get sort of the monkey off his back, the people off his back for playing as poorly as he did last year with the Lakers. And they win 56 games, and they beat the Lakers by about 30 games in the standings. But to lose in the first round, people are going to say, see, he doesn't come through in the clutch one more time. And it wasn't him. I think he played well. He missed some free throws down the stretch, but I think he played very well in the Portland series. And Portland's very good. Lillard might be, if not the best guard in the league, he's one of the top two or three. There's no question about that. And
his shot making ability is second.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah. And it certainly wasn't Howard's fault, that last second shot on Friday night that bested the Rockets. So I was sort of hoping that, and that was a crazy series too, because Houston had given up home court advantage, and now if they had won game six, then they regain home court advantage. They'd have been a 5-point favorite to beat Portland in game seven, but he hit the three-pointer, so we never got to a game seven.
Right.
This has been a crazy NBA playoff series. Unfortunately, Donald Sterling's comments got right in the middle of the series and has taken away some of the fun from some of us, that's all.
Yeah, I mean, look, they've been great. We couldn't have asked for anything better. I think Memphis gave us everything we could have thought they would give us, and I personally, I don't know how you feel about it, but I personally feel the suspension of Zebo for Game 7 was correct. Look, I don't care if it really didn't make a difference in the game the other day. The bottom line is he did punch the guy, and you know what? Ultimately, if you do the crime, you got to do the time, and I personally think that suspending him for Game 7 was the right move. May have not been very popular, but I personally feel it was the right move, Fred.
Well, you see, players think of themselves. They don't think of their team. And your point well taken. You don't throw the punch because you have to have a mind that says to yourself, if I throw this punch, my team will not have me for the next game. You have to think. Sometimes they don't think. And when they don't think, the resolution, as we saw what occurred. And even with the lead in the first quarter, you knew that Oklahoma City was going to come back and beat Memphis. There was no question about it without their leading scorer. And, of course, they covered easily. But the bottom line is players sometimes don't think, Andy. And when they do think, they think of themselves and they don't think of their team. And that's what a coach's job is out there, to try to say, this is the team. Even the Clippers on Saturday night, Jordan, who's playing about as well as you can play for a big man on the inside, got into it a couple times. At least it seemed that they were screaming back and forth as far as Griffin and himself concerned. I don't know what they were screaming about, but, I mean, they were trying to get each other going, or maybe they were arguing about something. I don't know, but it seemed that they were not necessarily getting along. So the fans, and unless you're in that locker room, sometimes you really don't know what's going on between players and on the same team. And then and after the game on Saturday night, apparently there was almost a scuffle in the locker rooms between Golden State and the Clippers. So these two, just putting the Sterling thing aside for a moment, these teams do not like one another. earlier in the year in December. There was a battle between the two teams, fisticuffs, and they don't like each other. They seriously don't. And for Mark Jackson, they won, what, 51 games this year, but his job, for whatever reason, everyone says, in Northern California, is on the line. He had to win this game, maybe to save his job, and maybe Doc Rivers said to him, I'm sorry. You know, I don't know, when they shook hands and then they hugged a couple of times, maybe Doc will give him a job. I don't know if Doc stays in Los Angeles. I'm not even sure that's the case. I think Doc Rivers might leave the Clippers. I mean, I think he's that deeply involved in this circumstance that he may leave too. So what we have is a lot of fun watching the games, but behind the scenes, a whole slew of things occurring in the National Basketball Association.
Sure. A couple more things I want to get to before we get to the break. And one of those things was Kevin Durant, and obviously what happened there with his headline that they gave him in the their newspaper there. I personally think he handled it beautifully, went out and did what he's supposed to do, go out and play basketball, shut the critics up. Your thoughts about the paper, the headline, and how Kevin Durant handled the whole situation?
Well, I think the headline is nutso. And, you know, when you're a writer, you get a byline. And somebody wrote this on my Facebook, a fine writer in his own right named Mark Wicker, and I think he's correct. Maybe headline writers should get the byline. Because when they're stupid headlines, I think we should know where it came from. And to say that Kevin Durant, who it will be the most valuable player in this league this year, and again, I'm the biggest LeBron fan there is, and he's the best player in the league, but this year Kevin Durant's going to win the MVP, in my opinion. You can't say something like that if you know anything about basketball. I mean, he does come through in the clutch, and he's changed his game over the last couple of years where he's thinking pass much more than just shot. But when he shoots, you know, he's a rarity. He's almost a seven-footer that can do things that a 6'8 guy can do, only better. He shoots great from the outside. Obviously,
he sees
the
floor really great. I mean,
he sees the floor great and gets along with Russell Westbrook, which is not necessarily easy. And so I think the headline writer should get a little note. Who wrote that headline? Because when he comes off stupid, we'd like to know who wrote it. That's all.
Absolutely. Tremendous basketball player, phenomenal season, very deserving of being the MVP. My final thought, I know we're going to go to a break here, and you mentioned Dwight Howard and all that stuff. Look, I don't feel bad for Dwight Howard. I don't feel bad for James Harden. At the end of the day, I think he misses the Oklahoma City Thunder. I think he misses Kevin Durant. I think he misses what those guys all did for each other. So I don't know, man. I don't feel bad for any of these guys making millions and millions of dollars, Fred. At the end of the day, yeah, they want to win titles. They want to win championships. But you know what? You get what you deserve. And I think the Houston Rockets were beat by a better team, personally. So we'll be right back to wrap this thing up. Fred Wallen in L.A., Dorfman in Phoenix. It is the Dorf on Sports Radio program. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
All right, welcome back. Final segment here on today's program. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman in Phoenix. Beautiful day where I'm sitting, by the way, Fred. Good day for some more sports. We got a couple hockey games coming up in the NHL, and then obviously a couple of NBA basketball games too. Real quickly, your thoughts on what happens in the NHL today? We have the Wild and Chicago playing here in just a moment, and then, or I'm sorry, not just a moment, but a couple hours, and then Pittsburgh and the Rangers later as well.
I don't know about the first game. The second game, I think Pittsburgh losing the first game at home ice will take it back from the Rangers in this circumstance and at least tie the series at one game apiece. And if you're listening on Monday, you know if we were right or wrong when you are listening on Monday. If you're listening on Sunday, that's our thoughts. And by the way, you can go to one of my websites, rbwins.com, rbwins.com, or vegassportsmasters.com. And usually we have a game or two every single day that you might be interested in.
Absolutely. And then speaking of which, a couple games in the NBA coming up too. You got Brooklyn and Toronto in a game seven on their floor in Toronto. That's been an interesting series. Who do you like in that one?
No strong opinion. In the game two, I'll take the Spurs at home. I'm not going to say they're going to cover the spread, but I'll take the Spurs at home. I think Dallas has some confidence, but I think in the end, Popovich, the best coach in the league, will find a way to win. This series probably should not have gone to the seventh game. I mean, the point is, I think San Antonio is a little bit better than Dallas, but Dallas, Vince Carter's hitting the outside shooting at the shots, and that's the way it goes. I'll take San Antonio to win at home.
We'll see if those shots fall on the road as easily as they do at home, but Vince Carter, unbelievable shooting for sure, and been amazing playoffs. Fred, as always, appreciate you taking time out. Scott on the other side, and then Jeff as well for all you guys. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be back next week.
Guess what?
What? What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Next time.